On Thursday mornings, when I go for my early morning walk, I always see the same two individuals rummaging through trash cans, looking for items that can be recycled for cash. Although there are those who would make fun of such individuals, the truth is that they are working hard to economically sustain themselves. Hi, I'm Carlos Batara. You're listening to the Immigration Mastermind. Thanks for joining. My father recycled everything. Even though he had steady employment, earning minimum wage, he knew the extra income he earned through recycling would help our family purchase items we needed, like food, clothes, medicine. So when I see these individuals searching for recyclable items, I understand their motivation and their need. It's also how I view many immigrants who travel thousands of miles, often on foot, in the attempt to gain entry into the United States. In a Texas newspaper, the Daily News, an editorial writer recently pointed out that he was sure immigrants from Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras, just like you and I, don't really want to leave home. I agree. Unfortunately, many Americans do not see the refugee crisis. A crisis not just on our southwest borders, but one that permeates throughout the entire world in such terms. They assert immigrants are coming to steal American jobs. This position is wrong. To put it bluntly, this position is egotistical. It assumes everybody wants what is ours. Yes, it's true the vast majority are coming here to earn a sustainable living. I learned that lesson from my father. Here's the problem that is unaddressed in most debates about the current immigration influx. Most immigrants coming to the U.S. today do not grasp our resources are finite. They see fancy pictures on television or on the internet of people living glorious lives over here. In addition, many are spoon-fed by less than desirable types like smugglers that once they set foot in the U.S., they'll be able to work here, find a good paying job, and help their family members whom they left behind. This motivation, however, is not the same as coming here to steal jobs. They're coming here due to their homeland's faltering economic conditions in large part. Rather than starve, they pack up their bags and head to an uncertain future with the belief their efforts will make a difference in the lives of those they love. My father was the oldest son of 12 children. He was raised without a father. He came to America at the age of 20 to do nothing more than earn an honest day's wages for an honest day's work. He sent money home every Tuesday when he got paid. I know this for a certainty, because once I got to a certain age, I wrote out the money orders for him and mailed them. He never earned more than minimum wage, and he cherished working overtime, even when his employer did not pay him at the proper overtime rate. He never went home again. He never saw his family again. But when he died at the age of 71, I am sure he died knowing he had given his best for those he loved back home. And that's what many immigrants, even today, hope to do. Thanks for listening. And remember to keep your chin up, no matter how difficult the road ahead seems, because together we can make the world a better place, one immigrant at a time.